Good morning. Today's daf is Tamura Daf Chaf. We left off on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis on the last line of the Amud Tana Rabbanan, which is the fourth to last word on the line. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur. Today's shiur is also sponsored by Mayor Penstein in honor of BKNW's Magide Dafyomi, and for those Magide Shir making the Shirim available online. And we thank Mayor Penstein again very, very much for his sponsorship and support of the Shir, and also for listening to the Shirim online. So today we are going to continue the discussion that we began yesterday, that we've been having over the past couple of days, frankly, about what happens if you're Makdish a Nekeva for your Ola, or if you're Makdish and Nekeva for any of the Karbonos, for that matter, that are required to come from male animals. You go ahead and you decide that you're going to be Makdish a female animal. So what is the halacha regarding that animal itself? Is it Kadosh? What are the halachas regarding the blodos of that animal? Do they require a mum in order to be sold? And do you buy a Karbon with the proceeds? Can you actually bring the offspring as a Karbon? Maybe they can be sold without a mum, because maybe the mother was never kadosh, because maybe the mother was never hektish, because you went ahead and you were makdish a female animal for a karbon that was supposed to be for a male animal. In the context of this discussion, we're going to talk about whether stam kedushas lebedek habayis or kedushas mizbeach. And in particular, let's say you are makdish certain things that are roy to the mizbeach. So if you're a makdish, all your nechasim, and included in all your nechasim are animals. So do we say that everything is lebedek habayis, or do we say no, that which has the ability to have kedushas mizbeach does have kedushas mizbeach, and that which does not have the ability to have kedushas mizbeach attached to it does not have kedushas mizbeach attached to it. So we'll see that discussion. Then there's a Mishnah on the top or towards the top of Chaf Amid Beis that's going to talk about the Tmura Sasham and a Vlad Tmura Sasham, and what happens to those Vlados. And again, this is all building off, we've seen some of these concepts regarding an Asham, but this is all building off the general discussion of what happens when you have the tmura or the vlados of a tmura of an animal that you were makdish as a certain type of carbon, but it was ineligible to serve as that carbon. So again, we left off Yud Tes Amud Beis, the last line on the Amud, Tana Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, ha makdish nekeva la'ola. So if a person is makdish in nekeva for an ola, ula pischo, ula shamo, or for his carbon pesach, or for his carbon asham, and again, all of these animals are really supposed to be male animals. The karbanos have to be male animals. You decided you were going to be makdish a female animal. So you were makdish a female animal. Says the Gemara, osa tmura. They make a tmura. What does it mean that they make a tmura? That they have kedushas haguf. Even though you were makdish an animal that was ineligible to serve as the karbon, it does have kedushas haguf. Therefore, because it has kedushas haguf, it can make a tmura. You can make this substitute animal also hektish. And Rav Shimon says, la'olaso osa tmura. If you're makdish in a keva for the carbon ola, then it does make a tmura. Why? Because it does have kedushas haguf. This is based on the concept that we've seen a bunch of times in the Gemara already previously. Because yesh linakeva shame ola. Because there is a certain type of carbon ola that can come from a non-male animal or a female animal. What type of ola is that? Again, that's an ola sa'ov, because ain tamas v'zacharis ba'ov. There's no such thing as a male and female by a bird. So says Rav Shimon, I agree with you that if you're makdish in a keva for your ola, then it can make a tmura because the karban has kedushas haguf. But pischo ola shamo ain osa tmura. However, if you're makdish in a keva for the karban pesach or for karban asham, then that animal simply doesn't have any kedushas haguf. It therefore cannot effectuate a tmura. She'ein l'chadavar osa tmura elaha roe li'estoiv. Because the only type of animal that can make a tmura is an animal that has kedushas haguf. Haroi l'estoiv means that you can't just sell it, because you can't just sell an animal of hektish. If you wanted to sell it, you would have to put it out to pasture, you'd have to let it graze, you'd have to let it develop a mum, and then after it developed a mum, then you are able to actually sell it. And so basically what we're saying over here is that by an Ola, it has Kedusha Zakuf, and Rashi explicates all this. Rashi explains all this, that by an Ola, it has a Kedusha Zakuf, because even though a female animal is not fit for an Ola, a female animal does have a shame Ola on account of the Ola Sa'of, which we mentioned a moment ago. However, neither a Korban Pesach nor a Korban Asham can come from a bird. It has to be Dafka Behema. Both those karbanos have to be female animals. Because you designated a male animal for use as these karbanos, the female animal doesn't have a shame korban at all. Therefore, it doesn't have kedusha saguf. Because it does not have kedusha saguf, it is not eligible to make a tmura. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rebbe, Ein ani roa dvarav shel Rav Shimon bePesach. I agree by an asham that it doesn't have kedusha saguf because there is no female asham. But I disagree by Pesach. Why? I thought a Pesach also has to be from a male animal. Says the Gemara, yeah, it does. But ho'elu mosar ha-Pesach korev shlamin. However, the mosar ha-Pesach, if you have an animal, let's say you designated two karbonos for your korban Pesach, because you wanted to have achrayus, because you wanted to make sure that in the event that one animal was lost, the other animal would still be around, and you'd be able to use it for a korban Pesach. So what happens to the extra animal? You can only bring one korban Pesach, so you can't bring them both as a korban Pesach. So we saw yesterday what happens to the extra animal is that after Pesach, it's brought as a shlamim. We know that the shlamim can be either a male animal or a female animal. So if you go ahead and designate a female animal for your korban Pesach, even though the animal's ineligible for a korban Pesach, the Moser HaPesach is a shlamim. A female could be a korban shlamim. Therefore, this animal should have kedushas aguf. So says the Gemara, if you're going to abide by that logic, by that thought process, Vilema in any rods varv shal Rav Shimon biasham. So we should have also said that I also don't agree with Rav Shimon by a korban asham. Why? Because ho la moser asham karav ola. Because the moser asham, let's say you're chayiv in a korban asham and you're mafresh two behemas lach rayas. And you're mafresh two behemas because you're afraid what if one gets lost. So with one of the behemas, you bring a korban asham. With the other behema, what do? You don't bring a korban asham because you already dispensed with your obligation by bringing the first animal. So what you do is you sell it and you use the proceeds to buy a korban ola. But a korban ola can be a girl. No, it can't. But a korban ola, the girl, the female animal, has a shame ola because an ola sa'of could be from a female animal. So as long as I back into the fact that the remnant, that the mosar, the extra of this korban can be used for another type of korban where either a female animal could be used or yesh le'imo shame ola, it should have kedusha saguf. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Savarlak Rabbanan, Damri Mosaras Linidvasibarazli. Rebbe holds like the Rabbanan, who said, yes, the remnants of an Asham, and we're going to see this Machlokas on Amud Beis today, so this is a little bit of a preview of the Mishnah that we're going to have in a little while, that the Mosar of a Korban Asham are brought as Olos, but they're brought as Nidvas Tzibur. They're brought as an Olas Tzibur, not as an Olas Yachid, the Ein Tmura B'Tzibur. And what's this whole case? The whole case is, let's say you're mafresh a female as a certain type of karban, where a female is usually ineligible to serve as that type of karban. Can you make a tmura or not? That was the halacha, that was the question in the Gemara. Can you make a tmura or not? And that's, of course, based on whether the animal has kedusha saguf. But the question is, can I make a tmura? And says the Gemara, the reason that this is inapplicable to an asham is because this holds like the Rabbanan, this shita is like the Rabbanan, who hold that the mosar of an asham serve as an olas sibur, and by an olas sibur there's no such thing as tmura, because tmura is a halacha that shayach only by a yachid, not by a tzibur. So says the Gemara, Chasal kadaitach, einu time at the Rav Shimon, gabe mafresh nekeva lalaso, misham hachios a tmura, that the reason when you're mafresh a behema for an ola, the reason that it can make a tmura, in other words, the reason that it has kedusha saguf, to ika shame ola alea gabe ola sa'of, because, and this is what we've been hammering on for the past couple of days, is because the female does have a shame ola, even though it's ineligible to be brought as an animal korban ola, it does have a shame ola because there is an ola sa'of and ain't tamas v'zachros ba'ofos, as we've said repeatedly over the past couple of days. But says the Gemara, then how about other situations where you have a person who's chayav either a male animal or a female animal, and if he brings the wrong one, he's out of luck. But we should say, oh, if he brings the wrong one, it still should be hektish, because maybe there are other scenarios where somebody is eligible to bring a chatas or an asham that come from a certain gender animal. As follows. So elamayata b'koin gadol shehifrish para leparo. So let's say a koin gadol, he has to bring a carbon called the par yom kippurim. So he has to bring a carbon on Yom Kippur, which has to be a par. A par is a male bull. A para is a female cow. So let's say the koin gadol, he's chayiv to bring a bull. But instead of being mafresh a bull for his par yom kippurim, he's mafresh a para. He sets aside a para, an akeva animal. So tiktish, it should have kedushas haguf, deika paras chatas, because there is a type of chatas, there is a type of korban chatas that can come from a female. What type of chatas does the koin gadol have an affiliation with that comes from a female? It's the paras chatas. What's the paras chatas? The para aduma. So the para aduma, as its name suggests, is from a female animal. So if the Kohen is mafresh a female for his chatas, which has to be a male, the korban should still have kedushas haguf. Why? Because there is a type of chatas that comes from a female. What is that? The para aduma. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, there's no comparison, because the para aduma is kachay bedek habayis hu. It's only kachay bedek habayis, for kachay bedek habayis lo avdi tmura. The reason that you can't make a tmura with this animal by backdooring it by saying, oh, even though he was mafresh a female animal for his carbon that had to come from a male, it still has some kedusha because the paras chatas can come from a female. Says the Gemara, the paras chatas, the para aduma is not a carbon. And because it's not a carbon, the female chatas doesn't have kedushas aguf, and therefore it can't make a tmura, because the paraduma is only kedushas bedek habayis, because it's never brought on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, we'll try. So says the Gemara, we'll try again. So let's try again here. So yachid shehifrish seir seira. So let's say you have a yachid, an individual who is mafresh a seir, which is a zachar. For Se'ira, so he has to bring a Se'ir Chatas, which is a Se'ira L'Chatas, which is a she-goat. So he has to bring an Akeva, but instead of an Akeva, he's Mafresh a Zachar. Says the Gemara Tikdash, that animal should have Kedusha. Why? Ta'ika Se'ir Nasi. Because there is a type of Chatas that comes from a he-goat, and that is the Chatas that a Nasi has to bring. So therefore, if the individual who's Chayev in a she-goat is Mafresh a he-goat, it should still have kedushas haguf, because there's a type of chatas that comes from a he-goat. Says the Gemara, inami, or the flip case. Nasi shefresh si'ira v'si'iro. Let's say you have a nasi, and the nasi's chayef to bring a he-goat. But instead of being mafresh a zachar, he's mafresh an akeva. Then akeva should still have kedushas haguf, because if he was an individual, tiktush, it should be kadosh, the yochid mafresh si'ira, because the she-goat does have some sort of association with a chatas, because if he was a yachid, he could be mafresh a she-goat and not a he-goat. Says the Gemara, yet we see that if he's mafresh the wrong animal, it doesn't have any kedusha at all. Says the Gemara, hani trei gufei ninu. Well, he's not eligible to bring the one that he was mafresh. Yeah, it is possible that somebody somewhere else is eligible to use this animal of this gender as a korban. But these are two gufim, say the Mefarshim, these are two gufim, meaning that the yachid is not a nasi, and the nasi is not a yachid. By a carbon ola, where the guy's mafresh in a keva, we could say, even though the animal that's in a keva is not fit for an ola, this guy could bring an ola sa'of, and ain't Thomas v'zachros v'ofos. By a nasi, we can't say, oh, he was, even though he was mafresh a se'ira, he could use the chatas, he could use a se'ira as a chatas. No, he can never use a se'ira as a chatas, because only an individual uses a se'ira as a chatas, and only a nasi uses a se'ir as a chatas. So there are two different individuals here. Says the Gemara, that so chatu achalo nismanu. Okay, well then, how about the following fact pattern? So now we're going to get fancy. So let's say the guy does a chet, he does an aveira, before he's appointed as a nasi. Okay? So, ki mafresh seir l'seira so, when he is mafresh a seir for his, when he's mafresh a seir for his karban chatos, after he's already appointed a nasi, tiktish. It should be kodesh. Now remember, he sinned before he was a nasi. So when he sinned, he was chayev in a she-goat. Then he became the nasi. Now he's mafresh a korban for the chait that he did previously, and he's mafresh a he-goat. So had he sinned today, had he sinned when he's a nasi, he would be chayev in a he-goat. Because he's bringing the korban for a chait that he did when he was an individual, he should have to bring a she-goat. But if he went ahead and he's mafresh a he-goat, tiktish, it should be kodesh, da ilu chata hashta barisu yesirhu, because if he would sin now, he would have taka ben chayev in a seir. And therefore, if he's mafresh a seir for the seira that he had to bring, it should still be kodesh, says the Gemara, holochata, but he v'lo chayev a seir. What are you talking about? If he sinned now, he'd be chayev in a seir. But he didn't sin. Right now, he's a nasi, granted. But he's bringing a korban for an act that he did when he was an individual. And he wasn't an individual, he had to bring a seira. And therefore, if he's bringing a korban for something that he did when he was an individual, he had to bring a seira. You can't say that he's eligible to bring a seir, because even though now he's the nasi, if he was bringing a korban for a chait that he did, now he could bring a seir. If he's bringing a korban for a chait that he did before, he can't bring a seir. He has to bring a seira. Says the Gemara, Yahi Hachanami Holav Olasov Kamaisi. But says the Gemara that if we're really going to get so particular that the only way the animal has kedushas aguf is that the animal that he's mafresh is eligible to be used as an other korban that the guy is capable of being chayiv to bring right now. So what's this whole lumdus by an ola sa'of? By an ola sa'of, we said by if you're mafresh and a keva for an ola, it's going to have kedusha. Why? Because even though your male animal, even though your animal ola has to be a male, if you were mafresh and ola sa'of, shame ola alimo, because an ola sa'of could be in a keva. Aye, but you're not bringing an olas of, you're bringing an olas behema. So why is the fact that you could possibly bring an olas of going to make the fact that the nekeva has a shame ola? Says the Gemara, because you are eligible to bring an olas of today. Rav Shimon, Savar Lach, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Detnan, Hareyala Ola, Yavi Keves, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Otar, O Ben Yonah. You could always have the option of bringing a tar or a ben yona, meaning you don't have to be an ani in order to bring an ola sof. The Gemara's question was assuming that if you're chayiv an ola and you're a non-ani, you've got to bring a behema. So the Gemara's question is, what difference does it make to me if I could bring a female ola sof? I thought that we're focused on, can this animal be used as a karbon for the individual who's bringing the animal now? Just like the lumdus that we saw by the nasi. And if that's the case, if I'm chayiv in an olas behema, how could I bring an olas of? If I'm chayiv in an olas behema, it's because I'm an asher. If I'm an asher, I got to bring an animal carbon. I can't bring a bird carbon. So what difference does it make that it's kosher for a bird carbon? It's not eligible. I can't use it as a carbon. I'm not eligible to use it as a carbon. Says the Gemara, we're like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that you could always make an adava of an olas ha'of. You don't have to necessarily be an ani. And therefore, right here, right now, today, when I am mafresh in a keva for my olas behema, I could potentially bring an olas ha'of. And therefore, the fact that ain tamas b'zachros ba'ofos means that yesh shem ola al imo. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Tanan hasam. Hamakdish nechasav. If a person is makdish his nechasim, and he didn't say whether he intends for kachay bedekabayis or kedushas mizbeach, so the stam kedusha is kedushas bedekabayis. But here we have an interesting case. Hamakdish nechasav hayaben behema ruya lagabi mizbeach. So let's say you're makdish all of your nechasim, so you intend for bedekabayis, but in among your nechasim are behemos which are roy to be brought as karbonos. So zecharim v'nekevas, you have male animals and you have female animals. So v'lazer omer zecharim yimachru letzarchei olos. So the zecharim should be sold for tzarchei ola. In other words, whoever buys the animal should use the animal as an ola, and the proceeds that you get will be kodesh kedushas bedekabayis. V'nekevas yimachru letzarchei shlamim. And the nekevos, the female animal, should be sold to people who need those animals to be ring as korban shlamim. Udmeyem yipluim shar nechasim lebetek habayis. And the proceeds of sale should go to betek habayis with the rest of his nechasim. Rav Yishua omer, zcharim atzman yikrevu olos. No, Rav Yishua says the zcharim itself should be brought as olos by the bailim, by the person who was makdish them. Nekevos yimachru litzarche shlamim. However, the nekevos should be sold for two people who require a korban shlamim, the yavi bidmeyem olos, and with the proceeds of sale, you should bring more olos with the proceeds. V'shar nechasim yiplu lebetek habayis, and all of the non-animals which are roi for the mizbeach, all those nechasim go to betek habayis. So amar Rav Chiya bar Abba l'Rav Yochanan, the Rav Yishua damar zcharim atzman yikrevu olos. So says the Gemara, according to Rav Chiya bar Abba, according to Rav Yishua rather, who says that the zecharim themselves should be brought as olos, unekevos hechi makrovan shlamim. However, how could the nekevos be brought as a shlamim? Hamikoach kedusha dechuya kasya. They come from the koach of a kedusha dechuya. Why do they come from a koach of kedusha dechuya? Why? Because, and Rashi explains over here, the Gemara doesn't explain it, so we need Rashi. Rashi says that when a person is makdish a karban stam, when a person is makdish an animal stam, we assume that his stam kavana is to be makdish them as a karban ola. Okay? And since he's makdish them stam as a karban ola, then he was makdish all of his animals, male and female, for a karban ola. So says the Gemara, if he was makdish them for a karban ola, then they should require the female, the males granted could be brought as a karban ola, because a karban ola comes from a male animal, but the female animals, says Rashi, haboy liros kedetani masnisin amafresh negev Allah. So tira, if a person is makdish and a female for a karban ola, you shouldn't be able to sell the animal and then use it as a karban shlamim and use the pro. You need to let the animal graze and develop a mum, and then you could sell the animal. Because we assume that stam all of the behemos, you were makdish with the intent that they be used as a karban ola. Says the Gemara, Vishnachrina, Amar le Rav Chiya bar Abba le Rav Yochanan, may the Kamar Rav Yishua zchar matzum nikrevu olos, from the fact that you're going to tell me that the male animals themselves, he could bring as a karban ola, the member of Kedusha Saguf Akdashinu, so obviously you're being makdish then with Kedusha Saguf, even though the stam intent when you're makdish your nechasim is lebedek habayis, if there are animals included in your nechasim, you're not going to intend that they have only Kedusha Saguf, you're going to want to make sure they have Kedusha Saguf as well. So Iyachin Akeva Samayimachu Litzarche Shlamim, Bairiya. But now the Lishnachrina makes explicit what Rashi was saying implicit in the first Lashon. How, when you have nekevos, can you sell them and for tzorchei shlamim and then use the proceeds for a karban ola? Boy, re'ia, these animals require grazing until they develop a mum. Because stam an animal that you are makdish, you're makdish l'shem ola. And if you're makdish a female l'shem ola, the halacha is that it tira achetistoev yimachru, and then you could use the sale proceeds for a karban ola. Samarle Rabbi Yeshua, Savalak Rabbi Shimon. He holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar kol midid lo chazi le lugufei lo nachtu le k'dusha sagof. Because this comes back to the concept that we saw all the way at the beginning of today's shir, that if you're makdish an animal for a karban, and the animal is ineligible to serve as that type of karban, then it doesn't have any k'dusha sagof at all. So the question was, why don't you have to graze the animal and wait until it develops a mum? The answer is because you were makdish the behema for an ola, it was not fit to be an ola, therefore it never took k'dusha sagof, therefore it never took k'dusha sagof at all. So says the Gemara Ditanan, Reb Shimon Omer, Timacher shelo b'mum, kivan d'lo chazi nekeva l'asha l'anakle k'dusha sagof. Since an akeva cannot be brought as an asham, it doesn't have any k'dusha sagof at all, and therefore, correspondingly, since an akeva cannot be brought as an ola, the stam intent when you're makdish an animal l'shem ola, the animal never had k'dusha sagof at all. Says the Gemara, the fact that Reb Shimon holds this by an asham cannot possibly mean that he holds this by an ola, because what have you been saying for the past 3, 4, 5 days? Shame ola alimo. When you're mafresh in a keva for an ola, there is some sort of affiliation or association with an ola. Ema de Rav Shimon gabe nekeva liyasham. When did Rav Shimon say this? It's legabe when you're mafresh in a kefa for a carbon asham. The leka shem asham alimo. It's because there is no shame asham on this female animal. Aval gabe nekeva liyola dika shem ola alimo. But when you're mafresh in a kefa for your carbon ola, where there is a shame ola on the behema, because it can be fit, the female animal, a female, can be fit to be used as an ola sa'ov, afila Reb Shimon moda, even Reb Shimon would be moda that it has kedusha saguf, v'yod, hashamina leila Reb Shimon la'olaso, osetmura. And we also see that Reb Shimon holds that if you're mafresh a behema for an ola, if you're mafresh a behema nekeva for an ola, that you can make a tmura. And Rashi says, often the fact that you make a tmura, we see that it does have kedusha saguf. So how could Rav Shimon tell me if your mafresh and a caper for an ola doesn't have kedusha zagov? First of all, yeshem ola limo. Second of all, we see the Rav Shimon says that the behem and a caper can make a tmura. Obviously, therefore, it does have kedusha zagov. Samar le Rav Yeshua, sabar la kidach tana libe the Rav Shimon. He holds like the other tana in the sheet of Rav Shimon. The tanya, Rav Shimon, men yudomer, mishum Rav Shimon, afla laso, ein osa tmura. So he holds like the sheet who says that ain osa tmura, meaning that it only has kedushas damim and not kedushas aguf at all, and because it only has kedushas damim, therefore ain osa tmura, and also because it only has kedushas damim, the animal could be sold immediately without first having to develop a mum, because the halacha that it has to develop a mum is only when the animal has kedushas aguf. If it only has kedushas damim, you don't have to wait until it develops a mum. Okay, says now the next mission. Now we're going to talk about asham. So tmuras asham. So you have a tmura of a carbon asham. Again, the asham has to be a male animal. So let's say you designated a male animal and then you flipped it into a female animal. So you made a tmura of a female. Vlad tmurasa. If you, and then you have the offspring of the tmura. Vladan. Vlad vladan. Ad sof kola olam. Until the end of time. Yiru achi istavu. You have to let it graze until it develops a mum. Vimachru. And then you sell them. Vyiplu damav linadava. And then you, and the proceeds are used to buy nedava, meaning an olas tzibur. This is either a gzera, the fact that yiru achi yistavu is either a din doraisa, because what we had seen a couple of days ago was kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham yira ra achi yistav tira achi yistav, because any time you have a chatas that is left to die, and one of the chamesh chatos, which are mesos, is a tmuras chatas or a vlad chatas, the halach is that whatever by a chatas is left to die, by an asham is left to graze. So either it's a didaraisa or it's a gzera drabanan. But either way, you have to let the animal graze and develop a mum, and then you use the proceeds of sale to buy olas sibar. Rav Elazar Omer Yamusu. Rav Elazar says, no, they actually have to be left to die mamish, like a tmuras chatas, just like a tmuras chatas. Rav Elazar Omer Yavi B'dmeya Olos. And Rav Elazar says they have to bring Olos with the sale proceeds. And what's the difference between Rav Elazar and the Tanakama? That the Tanakama says that you use the sale proceeds to buy Olas Sibur. When Rav Elazar says Olos, he means that you use the proceeds to buy Olas Yachid. So asham shamesu bailav. Now says the Mishnah another case. So you have an asham where the bailim dies, visha kipru bailav, or the bailim had a kapara through another carbon. Yiru achi yistavu, they have to graze until they develop a mum, v'yimachru, and then you sell them, v'yiplu damav linadava, and then you use the sale proceeds to buy olos tzibur linadava. Rav Eliezer Amar Yamusu. Rav Eliezer says, just like by a chata shekipru balea, a chata shemesu balea is left to die. By an asham, also they're left to die. Rav Eliezer Amar Yavi b'demea olos, and same alchokas as we had in the Reisha. The Gemara is going to ask why we need both. That you let it graze until it develops a mum, then you sell it and you buy olos yachid with the sale proceeds. Valo af nedava olahi. But a nedava is also an ola. So what the Gemara is asking now is, what's the difference between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim? So ma bein divrei Rav Elazar l'divrei Chachamim. What's the difference between the shita of Rav Elazar and the shita of the Tanakama? They both say yiru achi yistavu v'yamachru v'yaviu b'dmeyem Olos, right? What's the difference here? Says the Gemara, Ela b'zman sheiba, when the Olas Yachid comes, when according to Rav Elazar, that you that you use the sale proceeds to buy an Olas Yachid, we treat this as having all the halachas of an Olas Yachid. Somech alea, you have to be do smicha on it, like a regular Olas Chova. Umevi nesachim, and you have to bring nesachim with the carbon. Inesachel mishalo, and he has to bring the nesachim from his individual assets, because it's like a carbon yachid. Imaya kohen, if he was a kohen, avodosav oroshalo, then he's entitled to do the avoda, he's entitled to take the skin of the animal, like an olas yachid, like a regular olas yachid. Uvez manchi nedava, and however, according to the chachamim, who say that when the animal is sold, the sale proceeds are used to buy olas nedava, it has all the din, all the dinim of an olas nedava sibor, and therefore, ena somech, there is no smicha, ena somech alev, ena mevi alev nesachim, and the individual doesn't have to bring nesachim. Unesachem ishal tzibor, there are nesachim which are brought with the olas nedava, shal tzibor, however, they are funded, they are sourced from communal funds. Afal pishu kohen, avadosav ora mishal anshe mishmar. And even though he might be a kohen, he doesn't necessarily have the entitlement to do the avoda. He does not necessarily have the entitlement to the skin. It's treated like a regular korban tzibur, and you know who gets all these entitlements by a korban tzibur? It is the kohanim who are serving in that mishmar. That's the difference between the Tanakama and Rav Elazar. They both say, yiruach yistavu v'yamachru. Tanakama says that you buy olas tzibur with the money. Rav Elazar says you buy olas yachid with the money. Says the Gemara, Betzricha, why do I need this mission to tell me the same halacha twice? We have the machlokes twice. The first time with respect to a vlad asham and a tmuras asham. Then we have the machlokes with respect to an asham shemesa balea or an asham shechipru balea. So why do I need the same halacha twice? Betzricha diash mina asham, because if we only would have had the seifa of the Mishnah, if we had only spoken about an asham shemes or shekipru balim, ba'akam Rav Eliezer yamusu. That's in that case. Rav Eliezer says Rav Eliezer was the middle shita who we haven't focused on yet. But Rav Eliezer says in that case that the animal should be left to die mishum de gazar liachar kapara atu lifnei kapara, because we are gozer against offering an ola with the proceeds after the kapara, after or he already got a kapara, because we're afraid that he might come to use the sale proceeds in order to buy a korban ola before kapara as well. And so in other words, however, in this case, however, let's say the guy is mafresh an animal for an asham, and then he loses the animal, so he's mafresh another animal for an asham, but he hasn't yet brought the korban. Now he found the first animal. So what does he do? He does not sell that animal for an ola, rather it's rather it has to be used as an asham because he never received a kapara. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say yamusu, that this animal has to be left to die? Because we're afraid that even la'achar shekipru balim, if we let him sell the animal to be used as a carbon ola, we're afraid that he's going to sell the animal for use as a carbon ola even before he got his kapara. But before he got his kapara, this animal has to be used as an asham. Aval gabi tmuras asham and vlad tmurasa. However, by tmuras asham and also by vlad tmurasa, ema modu lil rabbanan, maybe Rabbi Eliezer would not be so stringent in a shita. Maybe he wouldn't say yamusu. Viashminan asham, and if we would only have the resha of the Mishnah, ba'akami rabbanan, in that case, maybe the rabbanan say that you're allowed to let the animal graze and then sell it. Aval gabi asham, but by an asham shekipru balim and arshu shamesa balea, modu lil Rabbi Eliezer, maybe I would think they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Tzricha, that's why we need both the resha and the seifa of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, machlokes la'achar kapara. The machlokes is li'achar kapara, after the guy already received kapara with the other carbon. Ava lifnei kapara. However, lifnei kapara, if he found this animal before kapara, divri akol, hu atzma yikrav asham, that it itself, meaning the vlat murasa itself, can be brought as an asham. So everybody agrees that it could be brought as an asham. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, shtei tshuvas bedavar. Well, that's an unbelievable halacha. Chada deina demeschaper bedavar abav avera. First of all, how can you use the tmura as a karban? I thought you can't be meschaper with something that comes ba'avera. the Mefarshim are Medayin whether this is the same concept of mitzvah ba ba veira. But the point is, when the guy made a tmura, he did an aveira, because we have a whole mesechta of what happens when you try to flip hektish onto another animal, and the pasuk says, lo yachlifenu velo yamir. This guy was over in aveira, that's why he has this animal, and now you're going to tell me he's going to use this animal of over which he did an aveira as a karban asham? A person cannot be mechaper with an aveira. Ba'od, atani Rav Chanan yilisui l'Rav Yeshua ben Levi, damar vlad rishon karav, vlad sheni, ena karav. And this we saw a couple of days ago, that only the first generation offspring can be used as a carbon, the second generation offspring, and a Vlad Tmura is considered like a second generation offspring, because the fact that he made the Tmura is considered the first generation, then the Vlad Tmura, the offspring of that Tmura is the second generation, cannot be used as a carbon. So how could you say that Hu Atzmo Yikrav Hashem? Ela'i Itmar, Hachi Itmar. If you want to say, this is how you should say. Samarav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravu Amachlokes Kodem Kapara. The Machlokes is Kodem Kapara, is of whether you have to let it die or whether you sell it, is kodem kapara. Avali acher kapara, but after kapara, hu atzma karav ola. It itself can be used as a carbon ola, because now it's considered to be a moser asham, and a moser asham is used as an ola. I vatani Rav Chananya lisiyue l'Rav Yeshua ben Levi. I, but we add this shita of Rav Chananya lisiyue l'Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that the Vlad Sheni is ena karav. So if the Vlad Sheni is ena karav, how could it be brought as a carbon ola? I thought that you can't use this animal at all. Kasha, you're right. That is a kasha. Says the Gemara Vayter. Boi mine Rav Oven Bar Chia mirav Oven Bar Kahana. Hifrish nekeva la asham. So if you are mafresh in a keva for carbon osham, b'no ma'o sheyakriv la'ola, can you use the male offspring of this female osham? And again, the osham really has to be a male, but you went ahead and designated a female. Can you use the male offspring of the female osham and bring it as a carbon ola? Says the Gemara, v'tif shalei mid Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina. Why don't we answer this from Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina? D'amar moda Rav Eliezer, who says that Rav Eliezer, that Rav Eliezer agrees that if a person was already mechaper with an asham, then there is no shame asham on the nekeva, and therefore you shouldn't be able to bring it. Says the Gemara, lo shmi alei, he never heard of that halacha, so therefore he thought maybe that you should bring it as a karbanola. Samai, but what was the conversation? In other words, what did Rabbi Oven Barav Kahana answer to Rav Oven Bar Chia? Samar lei, b'na karavola. He said, oh yes, by the way, if you are mafresh, a female animal, for an asham improperly, that female gives birth to a male, you could bring the male as a karbanola. Hai mai. Ad kan lo kama Rebelezer ela mafresh nekeva leola, yikashem ola alimo. When does Rebelezer say that the male offspring of a female ola could be used as a carbon? That's only when you are mafresh the mother animal as an ola, because yikashem ola alimo, because by an ola sa'of, remember, ain't Thomas Fazakhros ba'ofos. Aval gabe osham delek hashem ola alimo, but if you are mafresh the mommy animal as a carbon osham, there is no shame ola, there is no shame osham alimo. How can you use the offspring for anything? Afila Rav Elazar moda, even Rav Elazar would agree that the child, the male offspring, can't be used as a carbon. Amar lei, tamid Rav Elazar, la mishem de shame ola alimo, ela mishem de chazi lak rava. Now you're misunderstanding the sheet of Rav Elazar. It's not because of shame ola alimo, it's because it's chazi lak rava, it's fit to be brought as a carbon. Vainami chazi lakrava, and this animal is also chazi lakrava because the animal's a male, and therefore you in other words, focus on the offspring. Focus on whether the offspring is a male animal that's fit for use as a carbon. If the answer is yes, then you could bring it as a carbon. If the answer is no, then you can't bring it as a carbon. So esve, but says the Gemara, vladan. Vlad Vladan Adsof Kala Olam. This is on our Mishnah. We said that if you mafresh a bema and a keva for an asham, and then there's a tmura, and then it has children, and it has more children. Adsof Kala Olam Yavu B'dmeyam Ola. You let them graze, you sell them, and you bring an Ola with the proceeds of sale. But if you want to tell me that the sheet of Rav Elazar is not dependent on the eligibility of the mommy animal, it's only dependent on the eligibility of the kid, if you are mafresh, ultimately a nekeva somewhere in the line, but if it ever gave birth to a zachar, if it ever gave birth to a male animal, why do you have to sell it and use the sale proceeds as a carbon ola? Bring it as a carbon ola itself. So says the Gemara, Yavi b'dmeyem ola, b'dmeyem ola, b'dmeyem in, atzmolo, but in itself cannot be brought as a carbon ola. So why not? If really Rav Elazar follows only the eligibility of the baby animal, there's got to be a male there. Why don't you just bring that animal as an ola itself? Because it only gave birth to female animals. Until the end of days, it never gave birth to one male animal. We're saying all the Vlados until Sofa Olam never had a single male animal. Says the Gemara, yeah, what are you going to say? We're going to have to say that the Bavli is going to make this kvetched out teretz that we're dealing with a case where it only had nekevos, and that's why Yimachru. And you have to bring an ola from the sale proceeds, but you don't actually bring the animal as a carbon because it never had any male animals. But according to Rabbi Lozer, if there ever were a case where the male animal, the offspring of an ineligible animal, was eligible to be used as a carbon, it could be brought itself as a carbon. So we'll stop here. The rabbi is back, thank God, tomorrow. He will pick up from the Mishnah on top of Kaf Aleph. Amen Aleph. It's been a pleasure. Until next time.